Brad Davidson. He's a journo. You would have asked the tough questions. Good morning, mate.
Yeah, good morning, guys. Yeah, I've got in trouble at a few press conferences for probably asking a few prickly questions in the past. There are a few instances with Guy McKenna up at the Gold Coast Suns when I was a Gold Coast Bulletin journal at the time. But, nah, totally. You've got to ask those questions. That's what the journalists are there for. And, you know, there's too many questions in sport these days that you ask a question and you get the old cliche answer. So that's what the readers and the listeners and viewers, they don't want that. So you've got to ask the proper questions, and that's what you're there to do. That's what you're paid to do.
Yeah, you've got to get ask the tough questions. Now, the Everest wrapped up on the weekend. Big day of racing, Dave was talking about earlier, but any fallout?
Yeah, it was a big day, wasn't it? I guess the big thing was, wasn't it, that the three-year-olds, there was a lot of conjecture around it. How good were they? And we got a real good look at that on the weekend with Yes, 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 of course, winning the big Cab Everest. So, yeah, I think I said last week in my preview, I didn't have him on top, but I couldn't knock him because the three-year-olds had been running time again and again and again this spring, and they just kept doing it. And he was able to get the blinkers on back to 1,200 metres, and he was too strong and probably cast that little bit of a, I suppose, not so much a doubt, but a little bit of a question mark on maybe how strong our, you know, our older sprinters have been over the past couple of years. If he's able to come and do that off being beaten in the Golden Road, he's able to come back to 1,200 and win quite comfortably. But look, Santa Ana Lane, he was outstanding. He just got held up a touch. That gate was maybe, you know, just a little negative for him, wasn't it? He had to get back to pretty much last on the rail, held up, but flashed home well. Trekking was super as well. And Pacific Legend, I think he was the complete forgive out of the race. He'll head, I think, for the Golden Eagle now. So we'll see what he can do up in trip. But I think if he got a clear crack at him, he would have been there somewhere in the top three or four as well, fighting out the finish.
Brad, look, do you think this is our best crop of three-year-olds for a long, long time? Maybe go back to like the Redoutes, that sort of around that time. I know there'll be plenty of good judges that'll text in and ring in and have their say, but these seem like a really special group.
They do seem like a good group, don't they? And look, it started probably about 6 months ago when this two-year-old crop, there wasn't a real standout. So you could look at it both ways and say, well, they're not much good. Or you could say, actually, they're pretty good, but they're just a real even bunch. And it means that when you've got, you know, 10 to 12 to pick from two-year-olds that are going really well, then a couple of those are going to just take that next step and go on with three-year-olds. Where if you have a standout two-year-old, it just means that maybe they're not that strong and there's just, you know, one that's really good. And if he doesn't go on, then the crop might not be that good. So I think it started then, and then they've been able to just keep on posting time after time this spring. And there's so many different angles as well. You know, you've got different types of three-year-olds. You've got your, you know, your likes of, you know, Castlevecchia might even go around in a Cox Plate, but then you've got your sprinters and you've got your exceedance types and your bivouacs, your 1400s. So there's all these different types. And look, proof will be in the pudding in time, but you know, Bivouac's going to go around a short price favourite, Namata Carter as well, and we'll see if he can crank that three-year-old form too.
What about the Caulfield Cup? There's much been made about it that, you know, probably hasn't, or the attraction's deterred with the Everest being on, but those in Melbourne would probably disagree.
Yeah, you're probably right, but look, I probably use a lot of my friends as examples. I've had, you know, several friends sort of say to me on the weekend, oh, when's that big race on? And I purposely say, which one? And they, two of my mates actually said the Everest rather than the Caulfield Cup. So, and they know nothing about racing. Mm. So that was interesting. And obviously, you know, they're two different races and they're two great races. One's those internationals versus, you know, the local horses that people know more. But yeah, look, I just think we enjoy them for what they are. Murder Glass was great there, the Japanese horse to win the Cup. Constantinople, I think, into favouritism now for the Melbourne Cup after the luckless effort. I thought Mr. Quickie was a really good run out the back too. Just had no luck whatsoever in the last 50 metres, was very strong in particular. So plenty to take out of the Caulfield Cup heading forward. Of course, all the direction now towards the Cox Plate on the weekend and who will make this field. I think there's about 17 or 18 vying for those 14 spots. There'll be a few people on here that'll be hoping Castelvecchio gets in after we sort of threw him out as the futures bet at 50 bucks a couple of weeks ago. So, look, I think he'll make the field. There's about, as I said, 18 looking for those 14. But just having a look at it now, there's a couple there that look like they definitely missed, and he's going to come down to probably the last spot or two. But I think, you know, the three-year-olds, the fact that he's going to be the only three-year-old buying for the race, I think that's going to hold him in good stead.
It certainly will. Brad, we thank you as always. Chat away and talk about the horse racing, the Everest, big weekend, the Caulfield Cup, and now we look forward to the Cox Plate.
Yeah, it just keeps on going. The Bondi Stakes at Randwick this weekend as well for $1 million. So looking forward to that as the Sydney Carnival continues as well. Cheers, guys.